In the Central African state of Burundi, ethnic violence over the past decade has left several hundred thousand people dead. The tensions are the same as in neighboring Rwanda, longtime minority Tutsi rule over a majority Hutu population. And that's what makes one radio station there stand out. At African Public Radio, former soldiers and rebels who used to shoot at each other now work side by side, trying to provide balanced news coverage. The station's founder is Alexis Sinduhije. He's in the United States to receive the International Press Freedom Award from the Committee to Protect Journalists, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
First, before we talk about your station, can I ask you to give me an idea of the media in Burundi before you founded RPA in 2001? Was it also divided ethnically?
Yeah, first I worked as a journalist at the radio station, the state radio station. And when the war started, it was completely divided. Hutu on one side and Tutsi on the other side. That's what makes me resign from the radio because I thought that it was very unfair for journalists to be involved in the conflict, ethnic problem of the country. They should try at that time to help resolving it.
So what was your goal in bringing former soldiers and rebels who had been fighting and putting them on staff together at the radio station?
First of all, I was trying to get these young boys away from war, to give them dream, to give them perspective for their future. And the other thing that I wanted to get was the access to the information from in both sides, the Burundian army and also the rebel movement. And the third thing I want to humanize the relationship between the young boys who grew up together, who were shooting each other. And I think I succeeded pretty much on the three points I wanted to achieve.
What about deciding what stories to cover and who do you send to cover a particular story? Was there debate about that, sometimes disagreements?
Yeah, exactly. The thing that I wanted also to emphasize there, you know, when we started the radio, the country was still in mass killing. You know, we had these killings on the roads and we had killings and, ambush from the rebels, etc. What we wanted to do, we wanted to show that a Hutu can go report on, the killing of Tutsis and, just accusing and saying what he has seen done by his Hutu fellow. And at the same time, we could do Tutsis going to report on the death of Hutus and to show what the Tutsi soldiers will do to the Hutu. And that were very, very powerful from within the public who were following what the story were broadcasting.
You have been threatened. There was an attack at your house one time. Your guard was killed. Was there any point where you thought your whole experiment wasn't going to work?
Yeah, at one point I felt that it was very difficult and I get many advice from my parents, my brothers, my sisters, telling me that it was too dangerous. But I had this feeling, from my daughter, 7 years old. She was telling me that it was not very good to live in a war-torn country, and she was always asking me, why do we have this difference between Hutu and Tutsi? And that made me feel that I had to do something. I had to do something, at least for her. So I adopt a Hutu child by being Tutsi. So
you're Tutsi and you have an adopted Hutu child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and who is orphan, the war orphan. So I think that makes me very, very willing to do something.
Alexis Sinduhije is the founder of Radio Publique Africaine in Burundi. He's visiting the United States to accept an International Press Freedom Award at this week's ceremony in New York.